Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another weekend release, our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze in, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our Gene Divas. That's what this bonus podcast episode is all about. You alright, Willie?
Well, I was, until you just said Willie. You've never called me that.
Haven't I?
No.
Sorry, must be on the mind.
Is that what you call me behind my back?
Oh, I don't call you Willy behind your back. Oh, similar. Dick, but...
How rude. We've had a big response to producer Ben / Deirdre Barlow after you pointed out a couple of weeks ago that Ben looks like Deirdre Barlow, who's a character in the ITV soap opera Coronation Street.
The double of him, with them specs on, they look alike, they look like twins. Can't do it, Ken, I can't. They look the double of each other.
One of my favourite responses on the pictures that we posted on Instagram, in fact, a couple of people picked this out, and they said things like, does Ben ever get out of bed? Because the photograph that that Ben put on of him was him in his bed. And it's a valid point, because Ben is normally in a horizontal position on his bed.
No. Ben's... a selfless person who, when he's got to work, takes himself off to his bedroom on his bed and does his work in there so that he's not under the feet for other people that live in his house. So Ben knows that if you work, go into your bedroom.
Yeah, he takes his work so seriously, he's in his bed. Mm. So yes, we enjoyed seeing the comments. A lot of people agreeing with you.
It does.
Always thought Deirdre was kind of cute.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, which Deirdre? That's what we want to know. And then one of my other favourite responses to the producer Ben Deirdre Barlow one was rather brutally, someone called Beth went, "Oh, I thought he was the good-looking guy?" Question mark.
That's harsh.
It is harsh. But to be fair, Ben did put a photo on with him. I mean, he still looks attractive in his own little way, but he's pulling a weird face.
I mean, if we're being honest, I'm going to be nice here. So, for 1 minute and 1 minute only, Ben's probably the best looking in the podcast.
Oh, you're after me.
I'd say Ben, then you.
Oh, shut up.
What? I would.
It's me, then Ben. And then after a very long gap, and I mean, like, bigger than the Titanic, you.
I'd say Ben, then you.
And where are you fitting in?
Yeah, somewhere around the bottom.
Are you bottom or top?
Can we have the listeners' responses, please, for this week?
In fact, I'm going to get you to read this one. I think it might just a plus ça change. Let's have you read this first one.
Are you sure? I never read the letters.
Yeah. No, I know, exactly. This is the bonus. It's not a letter. It's just a bit of other miscellaneous correspondence.
Okay, I'm up for that. This is from Lauren. Hiya, I have... Oh, you set a... You shithouse. No wonder you wanted me to friggin' read this.
Give it a go.
Hiya. I have quite a severe emetophobia. Emetophobia. I never speak to anyone about it. It has quite a severe impact on my life, stopping me doing all the things I love and stopping me getting the qualifications I need to be a teacher, which was my childhood dream. Strangely, After watching Jordan on I'm a Celebrity, seeing him conquer all his fears and becoming braver, and watching that abseiling scene, which was incredibly hard to watch due to my phobia, I have become less sensitive to my phobia, and it inspired me to do a... I might cry. And it inspired me to do a level 3 teaching assistant degree. I got a distinction. Oh my God, that's amazing.
You see, and this is why I wanted you to read it, because it's a nice moment and you should be very proud. As should Lauren.
Although, that's not my goal. I'm so proud, and I it's all thanks to Jordan conquering his fears. Thank you. Oh, do you know what? Lauren, you have no idea how much that means to me. If I've gone in there and made a, let's real talk, made a tit of myself, if it's made a couple of people like yourself, or just one person who said, I've watched that and I can do that, then fair play to you. You've honestly, you've made my day with that.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah.
And I said, doing that, facing all my fears, getting in that vault full of snakes, I have never been so terrified in all my life, petrified. But if I can do that, I can do anything else. And Lauren, you can too. If I can, honestly, if I can go backwards down a cliff, which is one of my biggest fears because I hate heights, then good on you, Lauren. Oh.
Yeah. So your next thing that you want to conquer is presumably you want to go to New York, you want to do a long-haul flight.
I definitely want to, I know I keep saying this, I definitely want to travel more. I feel like I've not, there's so many places I've not been to. Apart from like Benidorm.
Come to the Middle East. Come and visit the off licences.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just not going to be as scared. Like, I'm not going to say no to stuff as much now. Like, I was a guest on a TV quiz show this week that before all the castle I would have said no to because I would have talked myself out of it. And it was like quite highbrow and clever, but I did it and I'm glad I did it. I was really nervous the day before.
Well, go on, tell us which one was it.
It's called Guessable. It's really good, actually. It's on Comedy Central, and it's like parlour games, and they're cryptic clues and stuff. And I thought, again, before I went, I'm my own worst enemy. And if you're listening and you like me, you'll know you well. And I nearly talked myself out of it, thought that I'd be rubbish at it. And do you know what? I wasn't the best by any means, but I weren't as bad as what I thought I would be.
And you had fun?
Yeah. Had fun and met Alan Davis, who is the love. I'm name dropping again, aren't I? But it's all new to me, this. And he was a lovely bloke. He was such a nice bloke.
Well, that's nice. That's nice to know. But I want to ask Ben, he can type his answer. Ben, what's your fear? What do you want to overcome? If you had to overcome something, if you had to do a Lauren, if Jordan had inspired you to overcome something.
I'm scared of Kat, my girlfriend. And public speaking, I suppose. So
I just want to maybe be not quite as beautiful. No, I'm genuinely actually interested to know Ben's answer to this, because I don't actually know, like, my fears, we all know rats, mice, etc., but hopefully I've conquered that thanks to Jordan as well, sort of. But I'm actually quite genuinely interested to know Ben's answer. He's busy typing away. I don't know my phobia, but I know yours is me coming back on the podcast because I might end up the most popular. Such, but you see, this is why I like him. He's a bitch.
Do you know what? I think he's really scratched the surface of something there. We're both like smiling, both thinking, fucking hell, he's got a point. Shit.
Maybe we can do just 3 episodes a week and just Ben can just do a Sunday episode. It's just him.
No, we could do a bonus sleep episode. It's just Ben talking to help you sleep. That's dead in at the moment.
You know, I've recorded an app. You know, it's a new app that's launching soon.
Yeah, they've asked me to do it because they said your friend William's done it as well.
Have they now? Okay.
Yeah, you just reminded me.
I'd love to hear yours. And I'm tying you up.
Get yourself off to sleep.
One hand behind the other.
With me, Jordan North. Shh. I'll make some whale noises whilst you sleep. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Are you asleep yet? Don't worry. I'll make some ocean noises. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Pitter patter, pitter patter. Whoosh. I'd make a fortune.
Love to know which ocean. No wonder you want to travel more. Which ocean goes pitter-patter, pitter-patter?
No, that was pitter-patter on your skyline. Or if, like me, you've left it open, it's pitter-patter on your carpet.
Jordan's wet the mattress again.
What did you say on that app? What did you have to say?
I was describing how I prepare for a party.
I mean, if that don't put you to sleep, I don't know what will. But better than an anaesthetic, Matt. Right, we're just going to take your appendix out now, Mr. Smith, if you'd just like to listen to this. So, when I'm getting ready for... Job done.
You're so rude. Someone on Instagram, Kaylee, I think her name is, said that she was recommending our podcast to her friend, but of course just typed in "help, I sexted my boss," but start from the beginning, it's good. And obviously the friend was going, I'm sorry, and thought that she had sexted her boss. It's a hilarious anecdote. It's one they'll be telling for years.
Oh, I see. So she said, you need to listen to, and then "help, I sexted..."
Well, no, she just went, "help, I sexted my boss."
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if all the listeners randomly... Actually, we could try this and we could get some feedback for next week's bonus. Just pick somebody at random from your phone book and just type.
Great idea. So, just put a random letter in your WhatsApp now, and then the first name that comes up in block capital letters, "help, I sexted my boss." And then when they go, "oh my God, what?" Just say, "no, you really need to listen to this podcast." Great shout, William. Let us know how you got on. In fact, send us the screen grabs on our Twitter or Insta, please. And producer Ben will post them up this week.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's one
let's
of my best
do
ideas.
Just don't even if you're not spoke to him in ages, put "help, I sexted my boss," block capital letters, and then let us see their response. And then say to him, "no, it's a podcast. You should listen to it." If you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, Lauren's message really made my day. Thank you, Lauren. Oh. Like Lauren, if you've got anything that you want to get in touch with us about, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us.
We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, please get back in touch with producer Ben. And Jordan, I'll see you next week.
I will see you next week, my little puppet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.